This podcast is part of the Listen Frederick Podcast Network. To learn more, visit listenfrederick.com.
Welcome to the Health and Fitness Frederick Podcast, where we discuss all things related to health and wellness. We dispel common myths and misconceptions regarding healthcare, and we do it in a way that you can actually understand. And it is hosted by yours truly, Dr. Matt Silver, Doctor of Physical Therapy, and founder of Alpha Project Physio and Performance. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the podcast. And this episode is, I'm thinking back to a little over a year ago when I started the business, and I knew I wanted to work with distance runners. That was my goal. That was my intention of just working with the population. I knew I could help. And it has since evolved from there to CrossFitters, to powerlifters, to weightlifters, to really a wide variety of people that are active. Really, if you want to be active, we can help you if you're having aches and pains and are injured. But my sole intention was just to work with runners, and I really wanted to see where this would go and where we could take it. But that was my sole intention, was, hey, I know I can help this population. I've been through a crap ton of injuries, a lot of aches and pains, and that was the goal of, hey, I know I can help this population, and I want to work with them, and give them the time of day to really be able to help them and give them the attention that they need and give them the care that they really need that I thought was missing. So that's been going well, treating runners. But I want to talk about some of the common things that I see in runners that cause aches and pains and that cause injuries, because it's right, having an ache or pain or injury is not normal, guys. And I completely understand that, hey, things are going to happen and you might get a little bit of a knee pain here or a little bit of back pain there when you're running. But I understand that. But for the most part, right, I probably say all the time, it is not normal having pain, even if it's for like a split second. Not normal to have pain. It's telling your body, hey, oh, you twisted your ankle the wrong way. Don't do that again, right? Having pain, not normal. Pretty confident saying that. It's not normal to have pain. When I mean pain, I mean, yes, it's pain. Not like I'm laying on a lacrosse ball and it feels tender on a muscle. That's not that that's normal, I guess, but right, actual pain, ow, I have knee pain, ow, I have hip pain when I run, right? Like, that is definitely not normal. But I want to talk about, again, why runners tend to have these problems versus other athletes. So when you run, right, if you're new to running, right, your body's probably not very adapted to it, so right, running's going to be a challenge. Maybe you do CrossFit and you're used to doing some kind of metabolic conditioning, or maybe you bike or you swim or you use the rower a lot or the erg. So you might have a base level of metabolic conditioning, or basically metabolic conditioning is just another word for cardiovascular training. So you might have a baseline, but it's right. It's great to have that baseline, but if you do a lot of biking, I'm sorry, but your cardiovascular and metabolic conditioning system might be well versed in moving and having to move oxygen to certain muscles in certain areas, but and blood to certain muscles in certain areas. But it's not used to doing that while you're running. It's not used to the physical movements of running are much different than biking and rowing and swimming. So there is a part of running where you have to practice it. Right? If you never practice running, you're not going to be good at it, right? It's like, hey, you never practiced playing hockey and taking a slap shot, you're not going to be very good at taking slap shots and playing hockey. So there's a huge element of you have to practice. You have to be practicing your trade. And right, if you're going to be a runner, you have to run. But in that becomes inherent risks. And what I mean by that is right? You become very, very niche down in your sport, and your body adapts to running. And probably the best example of this is if you've played some kind of throwing sport like baseball, softball, if you're a quarterback in football, right? If you're constantly throwing, what tends to happen is that through whether it's your left or right arm, that arm will adapt to that, and it will actually allow you more like that cocking back phase, right? When you're going to bring the baseball or football behind you before you launch it, before you throw it, that the cocking back phase, I'm sure there's a better name for it, but that phase where you're bringing it back, you're loading it, that motion actually gets increased. And when you, that releasing motion, what we call internal rotation, actually gets stiffer and decreases. So pitchers have a very unique movement pattern, and it also can cause them problems. If any of you are familiar with Olympic lifting, the clean and jerk and the snatch, with the clean and snatch, there's a part of that motion with the barbell where your shoulders are internally rotated. And if you're a baseball pitcher, and this actually is partly my problem too, where I have a lot of rotation backwards, but for rotating forwards, this internal rotation is challenging for me on that one side. So baseball pitchers and throwing athletes are going to have a problem performing snatches and clean and jerks, right? Performing some Olympic lifts, performing both of the Olympic lifts, because they lack mobility in one way because they're so mobile the other way. Because they adapt it, they niche down to their sport, and they're very good at throwing, but have them clean and snatch, they're going to have a hard time on that side because they lack that mobility of bringing that hand down to the ground versus behind their shoulder. So why are we talking about baseball, Matt? Why are we talking about throwing? I thought we were here to talk about running. Yes, I like that. Great point. For running, the same thing applies. You become so good at moving forward, so good at this one thing, that you lose capacities and robustness and strength in different areas. For instance, we're so used to leaning forward that we actually, this was a problem I had, was I was so used to leaning forward when I was running, I was not able to shift my weight back when I was lifting weights, when I was weightlifting, right? I was trying to Olympic lift and squat and deadlift, and I was having a heck of a time. I was having a very hard time activating my glutes and my hamstrings and the muscles in the back of my body, my back muscles, my rest of my core, because I was so used to just leaning forward and falling forwards, I'd become so accustomed to that, the thought of just leaning backwards felt weird. And that is the problem runners face, is we become so good at leaning forward and catching ourselves. We forget how to move backwards. We forget how to shift our weight backwards. We also, not just the movement patterns and movement quality, but also you become weak. Your body is so adapted to running that it tends to, everything else falls off. Mobility and strength fall off as our skill, our running skill, the skill in this one aspect, this one sport, goes up. It's, hey, we lose skill, not that we're going to lose skill in other sports, but right, well, if you do it for so long, like me, for 10 years, right, you lose that ability to know, oh, I'm supposed to be shifting backwards when I deadlift so I don't throw my back out every time I deadlift. So movement quality, ability to have the skill of being able to lift, and that helps you strength train. So it kind of goes together of, I'm so used to leaning forward, now I can't shift my weight backwards or in the center where I'm supposed to be, and now I can't work out the way I want to. So a lot of these are very interrelated. So not only, right, lifting technique, lifting form, and strength, but again, running does not make you stronger. It makes you a more efficient runner. What else are we going to find? We're going to find that we're going to start to lack mobility. And have you guys ever seen like an older or masters division runner who just looks really hunched over and just has a really short stride? And I've treated a couple people like this, and it's because of the years and years and years of running that they've done. And their body has adapted to leaning forward as they get this more hunched back position, which is horrible for the shoulder to be in, and also kills your power output when you run and distance running. So a lot of motivation to do strength training to maintain your posture and positions so you don't end up like that. So guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. And what can you do about this, right? If you're a runner for 5, 10, 15 years and you're like, hey, man, have you had this thing going on? Right? It could be running form, could be strength, could be mobility. It's most likely a combination, right? But if you do have something going on, guys, or you want to make a change to your running lifestyle and make good changes, right? Good long-term changes, changes that actually matter and solve your problem, then, guys, please feel free to reach out to us at alphaprojectphysio.com. Again, that's alphaprojectphysio.com. And you can speak to one of our movement experts. And we hopefully will find a solution for you, whether that's with us or even somewhere else. Our goal is to solve your problem. But guys, again, thank you for your time. And I will catch you next time. Hey, wait a minute, guys. I just want to say thanks for listening to the podcast today. I really appreciate it. And if you want to get more involved in the conversation of your health, your wellness, how to have longevity later in life, take care of your aches and pains, and learn how to do this on your own, that sounds cool to you, check us out at Alpha Project Physio on Instagram and Facebook. And also check us out at alphaprojectphysio.com. Right, if you're interested in actually talking to somebody about these problems, completely free. We do free phone consultations all the time. So if you want to do that, go to alphaprojectphysio.com. You can click talk to a doctor today, talk to somebody today. And guys, on these calls, we're not trying to sell you something. The goal is to really find out what you have going on and help you out. Right? If that's with us, great. If it's with somebody else, that's fine. So if you're interested in that, guys, please check us out at alphaprojectphysio.com. And I'll catch you next time.